for this.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth in
to a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty, mighty Lord. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. My brother, my sister, I got great news tonight that I know it will encourage you in the Lord tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Jehoshua. We serve a wonderful, merciful God who loves us very much. Hallelujah. Who knows everything about you and I. Everything that you and I are going through, he knows. He let me know this last night. He knows everything we're going through. I've been battling allergy. Yes, please keep me in prayer. I am praying also that I may be healed. And I know some of you are also going through seasonal allergy. Amen. And praise you, Lord. The Lord is a healer. He is the God that healeth thee. So we continue to pray. I told you, we all get sick. We all go through these things. But the Lord is our healer. The Lord is the God that heals us. By his stripe, by his wound, we are healed. Praise your Lord. We don't stop. Hallelujah. We continue to believe. We continue to proclaim, to declare our healing until we are totally healed. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Praise to God. I was thinking, would I be able to go on and share? I know I need to go on and share. I know this. Okay? Even asking the Lord. I know this is my responsibility to come and share what the Lord is sharing with us, my brother and sister, because, hallelujah, what he showed me last night is so encouraging. And seeing the Lord smiling as he showed me what he showed me. Praise you, Lord. There was three things he showed me, which I'm going to share tonight, my brother and sister. Specifically, I have said before that I'm not planning anymore to talk about the 3 days of darkness unless the Lord reveal me more, and he has. And so, hallelujah, I've been wanting to put away this topic, the 3 days of darkness. We are still talking about it. It's important because the prophet says, like Amos, he come, the Lord coming with darkness. There's a 3 days of darkness, and where the church is going to be changed, is going to be transformed. My brother, my sister. Amen. But last night was about the rapture. Rapture. I'm going to tell you what Jesus says to me. Praise you, Jesus. As I struggled in prayer last night, my brother and sister in the middle of the night from hallelujah, I could not stay till 1 o'clock in prayer. Because I was struggling with a seasonal allergy and praying, but still pushing myself going forward because we need to pray. Prayer is so important, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. We cannot stop praying. No matter how we feel, Even if we're sick, if our body's hurting, we need to pray, we need to pray, we need to pray. Prayer is so, so important. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Now, I'm going to start with Cain in Genesis 4:13. Okay? I should probably start with the rapture because that's what the first thing I got last night from the Lord. The rapture is the first thing he given me, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so I believe that it is where we're going to start anyway. Okay? Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, Lord. Jesus, my brother and sister, is coming for us. And it is so close. It is so close because I asked the Lord last night. I was asking the Lord, Lord, hallelujah. Are we going to have to wait years, Lord? Is it this close, Lord? Hallelujah. We are so close to be going home. I'm going to share with you the word that Jesus uses to encourage me, and not only me, you and I that are waiting on the Lord, my brother and sister, because we are waiting on the Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. We're waiting on him. We're trusting him. We're not, hallelujah, putting our trust in anything else but Jesus. Okay? Those that are waiting on the Lord knows and understand, hallelujah, my brother and sister, that our eyes are on the Lord. And that we want the Lord more than anything. More than anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise to God. Praise to Yeshua. Praise to Jehoshua. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise to Lord. Matthew 25. Let me go into the parable of the virgin, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because it says at the midnight hour, Matthew 25:6, there was a cry, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah. He was coming, and they were encouraged to go meet him. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. And shalom to those that are joining us in the chat room. Praise you, Lord. I really wanted to have more people to hear tonight's program because there was three things the Lord specifically showed me last night, this morning, shalom, Sister Luna, that I know is going to encourage you in the Lord. My brother and my sister, it was a confirmation to what the Lord's been sharing with Sister Celestial. My brother and sister. Then the Bible said that all the virgins arose and trapped their lamp, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, stop there on verse 8, that their lamp was going out. My brother and sister, this is where people are desperate and they're wondering if he's coming. And he is. Last night, he brings me in and I'm there with brothers and sisters. Family, I first see family as I come into heaven. All praise be to the Lord. And we were hugging one another, my brother and sister. And my bird that died over a month ago, that you hear in some of the video, you hear them singing, my cockatiel, two of them, Paquito, oh, my Lord, Paquito is one of them, and they were both there. It was blue and white, kind of yellowish, the one. And they were waiting for me in heaven. And, oh, Lord, was I happy to see them, my brother and sister. And my family was there, my daughter. And let me tell you, we were hugging one another, and there were brothers and sisters there. This was the rapture. This was the experience of the rapture. And I said, Lord, the rapture is happening right now. This is the rapture, Lord. Because I was so excited, hugging the family. We're finally here, Lord. We're finally here. I'm telling Jesus, who's standing there, greeting the people as they were coming in, my brother and sister, hugging my family, my children. It was so exciting seeing my bird. And the Lord wanted me to see the bird. He's standing in front of us with a beautiful smile, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're coming in. Praise you, Lord. And then the Lord says to me, very soon. But he given me the experience of from here to there that it was like nothing in between. Nothing. Nothing. My brother and sister, the word is nothing. And don't miss Wednesday. Sister Carla was thinking to heaven the day before yesterday. She saw the clock. There was nothing. God showed Sister Carla the clock this week. Okay, I don't know if she's listening. I wanted to invite her, but I know she's busy and with the family, and she's coming on Wednesday night. But the Lord's giving her a revelation of the clock, and I'm asking the Lord, based on that true Lord, are we that close? And the Lord, my Lord, gives me this experience of the rapture. It was so real. So real. I said, the rapture's happening now. And the Lord standing there with a smile, welcoming everyone. People were walking after him to hug the Lord. I saw people stretching their arm over his shoulder, hugging him. My brother insisted, and loving him. He was loving everyone. He was welcoming people into heaven. They were hugging him. And he had his garment, beautiful Jesus, and people were coming in. My brother insisted, oh, my Lord, my God, what a beautiful scene this was. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I said, Lord, we're finally here. I kept saying. But he was smiling, looking at me. And then he says, very soon, okay, very soon. And I could see that there was no time in between. The way he did it was it's from here to there. It was just nothing, nothing, nothing. I was so excited. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Keep repenting, sister. Keep repenting, my brother. Keep confessing your sin. I was myself. Lord, I don't want to miss the rapture, please. You know, he promised me I will be going home. But, you know, I've been hearing people say, you got to check yourself every day. You cannot assume that you're fine because that could be pride, and we need to be careful with pride. So I am praying, I'm repenting, I'm confessing my sin, I'm checking if am I doing anything different. You know, what is it that I need to do more? And I'm in my life now. I'm checking, my brother and sister. And Lord, please, I want to go home in the rapture. I don't want to stay behind. Please, Lord, I want to go home with my family. Praise you, Lord. And he gave me that experience. It was so real. It was so awesome to go through that experience, my brother and sister, in heaven and experience. And then brothers and sisters that came in the rapture, I saw them. And they looked at me. I didn't look no more than 20. They didn't look no more than 20 in age, my brother and sister. And we were hugging one another. And we looked at each other because your skin, your body will look like, even if you're, let's say, 18 or 19 right now, when you go home in the rapture, at 20, you look better than what you are now. Your skin will look better. You'll be skinny before the Lord. If you have extra pounds, immediately they're gone. And you're skinny. And if you're having any body issue, any walk issue, any leg issue, any problem right now, any sickness, okay? Because listen, we need to suffer to come into heaven. And whatever sickness, whatever you're going through, that like you're thinking, I'm so sick, Brother Elvie, I'm in pain, Brother Elvie. You know, God have allowed that into you because it's part of your suffering also. And we have to suffer. We have to go through these things before we enter the kingdom of God. And remember, until the last second, we're going to be tested by God. This is not, nobody can say, you know, I've already gone through all my testing. I don't need to go through more testing anymore. Hallelujah. No, my brother and sister. Okay? No. We need to be tested. And we're going to be tested until the last my brother and sister, second, that we are taking out of this body. Hallelujah. Now, as I'm seeing all this, I'm rejoicing, everything is so beautiful. I'm hugging everybody and looking what God has for us. I'm looking at my bird there, looking, they fly. They had like this stick in heaven where they were there. They were looking at me. They can recognize me, Paquita and Paco. Well, that's what the kid called them. And they were looking at me and like, oh, man, that's a bird. They're in heaven. And remember, in a lot of my videos, you hear them singing to God. Every time I was preaching, they will get loud. They will be singing to God, worshiping God. Praise you, Lord. And I love that so much. But to see them in heaven, my Lord, my God, he's so good. He's so merciful. The Lord's standing there looking at me with a smile. Like, and when I look at the Lord, I look at my burden like, oh, my Lord. He remembered that the kid, we love those birds so much. Well, they're in heaven, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God loves you. Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. He wants to bring you to heaven. Okay? Don't stop repenting. Don't stop seeking God. Check yourself with God every day. And the way to do it is in repenting. Repent of your sin, even the unknown sin. Say, Lord, I don't remember all my sin, but I repent of them, Lord Jesus. Please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me. Let them become under the cross, under the bloodshed on the cross, Lord Jesus. My sin, my trespasses, past, present, and future. Lord, I repent of them in Jesus' name. Please forgive me, Lord. Check with the Lord every day. Check your life with Jesus every day. Don't assume anything. Oh, you know, I've been a believer since I was little. No, don't assume anything. Because any trespass, any sin is very dangerous. We need to check ourselves with the Lord. And that this is what I'm doing. I advise you to do the same thing. The Apostle Paul was not taking any chance. He knew he can be cut off at any moment if he were falling in sin. And so he always checked himself with God. And so we need to learn to do the same. My brother insisted. Now, listen to this now. Let's go into what God has shown Sister Celestia. Because I was listening to her, and I've been listening to her like for about 2 days now on the road, just playing her audio. She got so many audios, you need to go back and listen to them from earlier age, 2019, 2020, 2021. You may need to go back to them and listen to her audio. Jesus confirmed to me that his revelation to her, he's been giving her his revelation to her. So they are for Jesus. Okay? You can check with the Lord also. And I tell you, they will bless you. They will bless your life. And so I've been listening, just listening. Because there are things in those messages that sometimes if you're not paying attention, you can miss the information. And the information is a blessing. She's paying a high price for it. That's what people don't understand. We have to pay a high price for even preaching just the word. Okay? My brother and sister, there are not a lot of people are willing to do so. Have obedient, fasting, prayer, okay? I tell you, my brother and sister, but you can check any other information with the Lord. Now, as the rapture was going on in heaven, I don't know, I believe it was the first year of the Great Tribulation on earth after the rapture has begun, after the rapture happened and the celebration was going on in heaven, the Lord bring me back to earth, okay? And when the Lord brings me back to earth, the demon that are locked out, the Nephthalian sons and daughters have been released upon the earth, okay? And I knew it was like the first year of the Great Tribulation. When I come back, this is the part where she is spot on. She's right on, Sister Celestia. Because these people on the earth, how we see these beings, they welcome them. They just welcome them. They were hugging them. These beings were promising people on the earth. I hear one of them speaking and say, we're making this earth a paradise. And Sister Celestia used one of her teaching this, and I heard this Nephthalian saying this to the population. We are making this earth a paradise. Forget about God and his kingdom, he was saying. We're making this earth a paradise. Because someone said, what about the kingdom of God? Oh, forget about God and his kingdom. We're making this earth a paradise. He says, stand back and watch. And he stretched his hand, and power was coming out of him. And he began to make the earth like a paradise. And he was making the grass greener, the tree greener. He was making the city beautiful. Remember the city that God chose, Sister Celestial? A more modern, advanced city. My brother and sister, he was doing this in second. And people were stunned. Oh, thank you, finally. This is what we were waiting for you for. We were waiting for you to come. We knew you were going to do this, people were saying. And I listened to them like, excuse me? And as they were making the earth beautiful, I said, enough with the lie. Okay, I was standing there. I said, enough with the lie. And when I said enough with the lie, this is a deceiving lie. How do I call it? This falseness, this lie, deceiving hologram that they just put on the earth, it shattered, it shook. When I said enough with the lie, this is not of God. So it's not from God. And it shattered like if when you speak to glass and it breaks. And it shattered somehow and it shook the whole hologram they have made. And the demons were angry. And they were saying to one another, we're going to stop this fellow. We're going to stop this fellow. He doesn't agree with us. He doesn't want to join us. He doesn't want to be part of us. We're stopping him. Okay? And they were gathering together, and I said, well, I'm out of here. But I was going to another part of the earth, my brother and sister, because I said enough, and people were in love with them. People were hugging them. And these are beings that are large. Some of them are very large, but some of them are 7.5 feet, 8 feet, 9 feet. And people were hugging them. People were welcoming them. They loved what they had to offer to them. They were very handsome. They're very handsome men and women. I mean handsome. Because they can turn themselves into an angel of light. The devil can turn themselves into an angel of light, the Bible says. My brother and sister. And people were saying how happy they were that they came. Now, I want to read this to you. My brother and sister, the word great is like the word large, or extensive, okay? In the Bible, when you look at the word great, when God uses the word great in the Bible, or any prophet, any man of God uses the word great, it's because it's like exceedingly. It's more than what you can handle or deal with. In this case here, in Genesis 6:5, God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every imagining thought of his heart was only evil. What these fallen ones have brought upon humanity, it was exceedingly. That's another word to describe the word great. It was more than what they know. It is more than what they have experienced in all their lives. Imagine making cities in second. We don't have the machine. We don't have that technology. We don't have that ability on the earth. And when they are released and they can do this in front of the multitude, people are loving them. Because now it's like you don't need to use machines. You don't need to use your hand. You don't need to do nothing. We're making all this for you to enjoy it. We're going to give you the most advanced city, the most advanced technology. Okay? You don't need to work for it. You don't need to go to work for 8 hours to have food. Look, we're going to make this field full of plantation, full of fruit, full of food, full of whatever you love to eat. All you have to do is go. Not even we can just bring it to you. We can move our finger and bring it to you. By ton, okay? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to create warehouses. We can create storage for you if you want, and you have plenty of enough for just go get your food, okay? Okay, do what we want you to do. Submit to us, acknowledge us, and we'll give you everything you want. Revelation 34, and they worship the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? And who is able to make war with the beast? You notice the type of worship they're giving the devil? They're giving the Antichrist? They're giving these fallen ones? They are worshiping them. They are welcoming them. This type of worship only belongs to God. It only belongs to the Creator. And they're giving it to the creation. Fallen ones. My brother and sister, what an abomination. And I could not stay shut there for hours listening to them and seeing what they were doing. Yes, they made the earth like a paradise. My brother and sister, they make the earth like a paradise with their fingers, just moving their fingers. With their ability, their power, their deceiving powers, because everything is like a hologram. And it's so easy for them to create all this grass, all this green tree, green grass, sunny day. They move their finger and they make the day sunny and beautiful right away. No cloud, clear. The clearer day that's already ever had, they just boom, move their finger and created it for people. And people were worshiping them. They were thanking them. Oh, thank you. Okay? And they told them to forget about God, that they were going to make this earth a paradise for them. I say, should be, they say. They're like, what is he talking about? Only God can give us paradise, can give us a glorified body, a place. Not them. Because everything they're giving people comes. Okay? It comes with a price. And people will have to pay high price for it. So now going back to Genesis, what does Cain say? Type of the great tribulation. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is great that I can bear by them worshiping these demons, submitting their will to the will of these demons. Their punishment is greater than what they can bear. My brother and sister. Because you should only worship the Creator. You should only worship the Lord thy God. And holy him should be served. Ye serve, the Bible says. And when you turn to worship this creation, when you submit to this creation, the punishment is greater than what people can bear. My brother insisted. Cain went and got a wife from them, had children with them, have the evil wicked see multiply, my brother and sister. God will not let this wickedness of Cain killing his brother, and his wickedness, his exceedingly wickedness, go unpunished, my brother and sister. So in Genesis 6, the same thing happens. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagining thoughts of their heart was only evil. So God now has to bring them great punishment because their great evil is exceedingly, which call now for great punishment, Genesis 7:11. And under 600 years of Noah's life, on the second month of the 70th day of the month, the same day will all the fountain of the great be broken up, and the windows of heaven were open. Notice, great fountain of the deep, great judgment through water God is bringing. This great judgment to water is exceedingly great. It is more than what humanity can handle in any life on this earth. That's why God said to Noah that he was going to destroy all living on the earth. Because the plan that he has for judgment will be great, will be exceedingly more than what God knows of this creation can take. The same is coming in the great tribulation. It will be great, exceedingly judgment. Because what they did to the generations of Noah and Lot, I'm going to show you. Great, exceedingly judgment has to come from heaven to utterly destroy them. And they will not escape, the Bible says. It's impossible for them to escape because their wickedness, their evil is great exceedingly. My brother and sister, Genesis 7:18, I'm sorry. And the water prevailed, hallelujah, increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the water. You see? There was so much rain. There was so much water, my brother and sister. The scientists today, they've been studying this for so many years, and they cannot come to a conclusion what type of judgment was this. Because the Bible is true. It covered the earth. God and Magog, one corner of the earth to another corner, one corner of the earth, east to south, east to west, north to south, completely covered the earth. There was no living that can escape this judgment, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. So that judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, similar, Genesis 18:20. And the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sins is very grievous. Notice the same word, great, God is using here. So in order for these fallen ones here, as they correct these two cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, to be stopped utterly, to be destroyed utterly, God needs to bring a judgment to the four corner of the city, north to south, east to west, where they cannot escape and no human being or animal can escape, because as the human being was corrupted, so were the animals. Even the flying bird, they corrupted all flesh. And the only way to stop them and continue to work with humanity is to utterly destroy them. And that's why the fire that came over Sodom and Gomorrah, today as they have studied, it went 6 feet below the earth. It went so deep on the earth that it went 6 feet below the earth. And that place that it used to be, I believe it's in Turkey, that used to be called Sodom and Gomorrah, there's a video about it online, you can research it. 6 feet below the ground, there is dust still there, my brother and sister. Dust is still found there, 6 feet below the ground. That's how deep the fire went in that consumed Sodom and Gomorrah. Nothing can escape there because it was the work of the Nephilim. It was the work of the fallen demons. And when they come down, when they are loose to correct this humanity now in the United States and the world, they are going to corrupt it to the level you cannot even imagine. You cannot imagine the level of corruption. I can show you some of what I hear them, the scientists, and their future plan, and it's to remove their mind, their thinking, their knowledge from their body and put it into a robotic body for them to live forever, according to them. My brother and sister, and the moment you move your soul, your spirit from this body, you are dead. And your soul at that very moment is taken to hell forever. You're lost forever. Okay? But these demons are convincing them that they can do this and get away with it. That's a lie. That is a lie from the pit of hell. They're being deceived, my brother and sister. Their conscience cannot be removed from their body and put it into a robot to live forever. That's a lie. But that's what they're being convinced through CERN right now. Through all these CERN particle accelerator, because someone said, don't call in CERN, Brother Elvie. In the United States, we don't have CERN. We have particle accelerator, which is it's a type of CERN. But these are communication portal is what they use them for. They communicate with the demon. And that's it. They can break into where they are and communicate and talk with them. CERN can do more than that, they say. CERN can transport things, like the one in Switzerland, can transport things in and out. But not these particle accelerators, supposedly. Okay, so, okay, I didn't know. I'm not into that. So that's what they told me, be careful not to call it CERN. Galatians 6:9, be not deceived, God is not mockful. Whatsoever a man soweth, so shall he also reap. Okay? So also he also reap, my brother and sister. I talked about years ago that Chicago is not doing so great economically as a city, and they're building four CERN California, hundreds of thousands of people begging. My brother and sister in California, in San Francisco, around California, and they are now onto the third particle accelerator, and they cost hundreds of millions of dollars. And to maintain them, it's also hundreds of millions of dollars every year. Okay? But no, you got all these people homeless, going hungry, my brother and sister. And these people, instead of helping those people, funding programs to support and help these people, because they could, they done it in the past before they build these particle accelerators. No, they need the money now to communicate with those demons, because it's more important to them to listen to what the demon has to say than to feed the hungry people, their brothers and sisters, to them, my brothers and sisters. So you're already seeing the behavior of humanity, the same behavior of the generations of Lot and Noah, my brother and sister. It's only what they want to get. It's only about them. It's about pride, what they want, what they need. Talking with this demon is more important than supporting the brothers and sisters, helping the brothers and sisters. It's more important than talk with the demon, listen to what the demon has to say, and do what the demons are saying. My brother and sister, completely corrupt. The Bible uses the word where men behave this way. Men have become corrupt, because whatever you believe, if you believe in God, he fills you with Christ. If you believe in the devil, he fills you with lies and deceive and demons and darkness. And that's what they're becoming. They're becoming like, if they believe in an idol, if the people worship an idol and pray to an idol every day, they become death like that idol, the same. My brother insisted. That's a biblical foundation. So that is exactly what's happening. So in Revelation 13:4, they worship the dragon, which is the system of the beast. It's the system of the Antichrist. They're worshiping the dragon. They're worshiping Satan. They know it's a dragon. They know it's Satan. The revelation from Jesus through John is the one that they think is the leader, the commander-in-chief, or the world leader, the people that they think is the smartest president that ever been in the United States for 8 years, and a colored man. And this other one coming out of Europe, these men are so smart, and people say you never had anyone like them in office. And if they can control the world, then we will have peace, prosperity, and all that. And that's kind of the system that they're going to establish when they put themselves in their in position, which they're doing so right now in the United States and the world. They're setting themselves in position. But there's only one man that never agreed with their plan. His name is President Putin. Every other country agree with them except Russia. God reserved Russia for the last day, even though a lot of people don't think so. But they'll see the outcome of it. They'll see the outcome. Don't worry. Those that will stay behind will see it with their own eyes. When the Lord bring me back, the earth is nothing like we left it. We went home in the rapture, okay? We're in heaven now for about a year. When the Lord brings me back, the earth is nothing like we left it. Like, what happened? And then I see these people hugging these demons, these Nephthalians, and they're hanging around with them. They're their leaders. They're telling people what to do, how to go about their life. They have made everything easy for people. Battle insisted. If nothing costs you, the Apostle Paul says to the brother, that so they will not steal, to work. Work. And when people just want to receive and don't want to do no work, that's a dangerous mindset. Okay? Dangerous mindset. When these Nephthalim are released, they come out into the world and say, oh, don't worry about working. Don't worry about food. Look, we're gonna create so much food for you, so many warehouses. You have plenty of food, plenty of everything. We'll make this earth a paradise as it should be. And people are so happy. Oh, that's what we want to hear. Oh, finally. And one of them say, forget about God. And people are agreeing with them. People are agreeing with them. My brother and sister, I'm telling you, it's horrible. Shalom, brother amigo. It's wicked. It's evil. But people are happy to see them come. to see them being released and come take control of the earth and begin to make the earth beautiful, a paradise. And they do it within a few days. The earth is a total paradise. Modern city. Everything flying from here to there. Flying car, flying this, flying that. Just like the Lord showed Sister Celestial. You want more information? Go to Sister Celestial, the master blog. So Master Voice blog of Sister Celestial. She has plenty of video and written, and she has written it down where you can read it and read everything the Lord has spoken to her and shown her in regard to the fallen ones that are coming on the earth. My brother insisted, because they are going to make this earth like a paradise, but it's fake. It is a lie. Once they get everyone in the same page, which that's what they're going for, if anyone don't agree with them, they're sending a group to kill them. And they send a group to kill me now. I left, and there was a group chasing me. And I saw someone on my family there, my brother and sister, the Master Boys. Yeah, someone can put the link in the chat room. And I said, run. And she was running. Run, because they are coming. The earth, my brother and sister. Jesus, the Lord, God is sending me back again in the Great Tribulation to help our people. I have mentioned this on the Lord Yahweh. Not only me, other brothers and sisters are coming down to help these people that will be going through the worst, my brother and sister, that you cannot imagine how bad it's going to be. A lot of people seem like they're losing hope. But it's not that they're losing hope. It's that they know they stay behind and that they should have been repenting. They should have been seeking God. My brother and sister, they were lazy. Or they say they were too occupied to pray and be on the word and be seeking God. Right now, people are making all kinds of excuses not to see God. And of course, not everyone. There's only a small remnant repenting and seeking the Lord. But the rest of the people, backslide and lukewarm, are making excuses why they don't have time to pray and be in the Word. And that is going to cost them very high price, very great suffering. Because right now, every Christian should be suffering one way or another to be going home to being with Jesus. If your life is very easy right now, you need to check yourself. Because you either got to be sick or going through something. It is the test, the trial of life, the trial of your faith, the Apostle Paul says. My brother and sister. That's why Jesus said that we have to be willing to give our lives. Whoever will be willing to give their life, die, will be saved. Whoever try to preserve their lives, keep their lives, save their lives, will lose it. My brother and sister, there's no other way with God. God is checking every heart, every mind, every life. He is fully aware of where we are, you and I are, right now. The Lord let me know this morning. I know the pain and headaches you're going through right now, he says to me. Right now. Everything you're going through, my servant. The pain and headache you're going through, I see it. I know it. I'm fully aware. He began to talk to me this way. And I said, okay, Lord, wow, Lord. He said, I know. I know how difficult it is for you, he says. I know what you're going through. And I said, oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Okay? Very, very soon. He says, he used the boy, Barry 1. Very soon you'll be here. Okay? And I said, yes, Lord. Thank you. My brother and sister, there's not one thing that escaped him. Not one thing. But he wants us that when people do anything or say anything to our offending or however, we turn around and forgive them. Forgive them as Jesus did with everyone that was hurting him, coming again, slapping him and all that. Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. We need to behave in the same manner. And the same behavior of Jesus through people, no matter who. Yes, we get angry. We get frustrated. He knows this. He says to me, I know your frustration. I know my children's frustration. Even the frustrations you're going through now, he knows how difficult it is. Your sickness, he knows it, what you're going through. And all that will help you. And the reward that you are going to see is not small. My brother and sister, let me keep reading. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When Abraham went down to Egypt in Genesis 12:17, the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plague because of Sarah, his wife. You know how great the plague was? That several of his servants were dropping dead by hundreds. That's a great plague. Dropping dead. It was so great that Pharaoh cried to Abraham, what have I done to you? And Abraham had to intercede. Like, God, please don't keep killing these people, because there will not be one alive. Because by hundred, they were dropping dead. That's a great plague. You see how God deals with certain people in certain nations, certain kingdom, my brother and sister? Great plague. Praise your Lord. Genesis 51, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abraham in the vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Remember what I said earlier, great reward? Now look to this. The reward, my brother and sister, that he is receiving is great. It's not just anything, but great reward. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Lord. Let me get back. Let me check on my wife. We can hear her on the microphone. Let me go check on her. Praise you, Lord. And I'll be back to this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise you, Lord. God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you back. I'm back. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, can you post our sister Celestial? Hallelujah. And the her link so people can go back and listen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Strada. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Keep my wife on stomach and prayer. She ate something that made her sick. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So they worshiped the dragon, gave power to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And it was given unto him a mouth to speak great things and blasphemy. Power was given unto him to continue for 42 months. Okay? For 42 months, there's evil on the earth. My brother and sister, continue. Okay? Power was given to continue for 42 months, but it's blaspheming. It's speaking against God. It's speaking against the church even. My brother and sister, it's so wicked that everyone on earth is being deceived by the wickedness of these fallen ones. And it's all part of the Babylonian system. I love it, Sister Celestia said that also. Revelation 18, that I was speaking about the beast. My brother and sister, the Babylonian system, Revelation 18, she says it is the United States. My brother and sister, Babylon, the great falling, and become the habitations of devil, the whole of every false spirit, and the cage of every unclean, hateful bird. Well, this is the United States and the world, because it's the system of the world. Because you see that everyone followed the system of the beast when the COVID-19 vaccine was sent out. So everyone or everything becomes under that, specifically under that system. The Babylonian system. And everyone is following that, listening to that, becoming part of it. My brother and sister. Genesis 15:14. And also the nation whom they shall serve will I judge. Afterward they shall come out with great sustenance, blessing, prosperity, abundance, however you want to say that word. Now here's the thing. They're coming out with great sustenance because God is making sure that the children of Israel, my brother and sister, have enough that when they go back to the promised land, they will have a great income, my brother and sister, prosperity system in place. And in order for them as a nation to go to the promised land and be able to have banks and put all the gold and silver into the bank, and for the currency to have any value, they had to come out of Egypt with all those bulls and animals carrying those carriages full of gold and silver in order to bring it into the promised land and storage all that, build bank and storage all that into the promised land, and then build a nation. It's the only way Israel can ever be a nation, have a great city with great army, great weapons and all that, when they have a strong market. They have a strong economy. And so God is providing to them in Egypt the gold of Egypt, the silver of Egypt, from the billionaire, the people, to give them all their gold, to give them all their silver. What people forget is that the Egyptians are doing this under great fear of God. So it's not that they're retaining anything. They're giving out all these billions in gold to the Israelite to be put in carriage and fill, my brother and sister, all these carriage with gold and silver so they can bring all that to the promised land, build banks and put it in the banks, and they have a currency, and to be the nation that God said they will be. Because every other nation was already established. And for the Jewish people to come into the promised land and establish themselves as a nation, that's the way it has to be. That's why when David came later on, hundreds of years after Joshua, after Joshua had split the land among the Jewish people, upon the 12 tribe of Israel, David comes, the first king chosen by God. He is able to bring Judah and Jerusalem together, two different cities now, their economy together, and establish Israel as one of the most powerful nations. So with his son Solomon coming to reigning, my brother and sister, the economy of Israel was the number one economy in the world. They sent ship to New Hampshire, to the United States, New Hampshire, to buy wood, to use it for the building of the temple of Jerusalem, the first temple of God. From the United States, they bought wood. and brought it into Israel. My point is, back then, okay, was very difficult to bring all that wooden ship. The ship was very large, and there were many of them, and it took them months to get back with all that wood to Jerusalem to build the temple. That's why it took them many years. But they were able to do so. God had blessed Solomon and given him peace over all his enemy in abundance, my brother and sister. When God said that his reward will be for us, he's just not talking about a simple reward. That's why he said you're going to reign with Christ. You know what type of reward will be for you to reign with Christ? You will have to be established in his new city, Israel, Jerusalem, and you will have to be a billionaire there with the reward of the Lord and established. And out of you, you will support many people and many hundreds and thousands and millions of people you will be able to feed with the reward of the Lord. That's how God bless Israel. And he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He said that his reward, he is coming with him, my brother and sister. So that millennium that he's going to establish, it will be established with great prosperity, great blessing, my brother and sister, on the earth. You're not beginning from zero. Whatever your tithes and offering is now for the kingdom of God, through this program in the kingdom of God, you are going to be blessed by God greatly in the millennium to come. You're not starting from zero. My brother and sister, praise you, Lord. There, I know there were things the Lord did not allow me to see. As the Lord was standing in front of me, I was hugging my brothers and sisters, and there were things I wanted to see. I was curious. You know, I'm looking for the reward. I'm looking to see what, but he was not going to allow me to see much. He blocked a lot of the things, my brother and sister, that I could see in front of me, because these things are a surprise. I explained that to my children. When they want a birthday surprise, we said it cannot be the night before or the week before. It has to be the same day because it's a surprise. So God is doing the same with us in the rapture of the future. It's a surprise when we come to heaven. Okay? You're not going to see it from before. You have to see it when you get there because you're going to thank him. You're going to rejoice. You're not expecting what he's about to give you. You're not expecting that. It doesn't even come to your mind. But in order for you to understand it better, you got to see how he did it with Abraham. What did he tell Abraham? I will make you a great nation. I will bless your descendant greatly. And then they come with all these carriage of gold and silver out of Egypt. Billions of dollars of gold and silver into the promised land. And that's why when they established themselves, they were the most wealthy nation in the times of David and Solomon. Not even Egypt or Babylon had the gold and silver that Israel had. My brother and sister. But his kingdom is not about riches. That is part of the gift. We don't focus on that. We focus on Jesus. I don't want you to misunderstand it because the gospel of prosperity has been around the earth for a long time. So we don't focus on that, no. We focus on Jesus. We need to be focusing on repenting daily. That our garment, our spiritual garments are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. That our body, soul, and spirit, we are cleansed every day repenting. We're shaking ourselves, Lord, I'm sorry. Is there anything in me, Lord, that I need to repent, Jesus? Please help me. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry, Jesus. Help me to repent daily. Help me to seek you daily. Help me to be ready for the rapture daily. Checking ourselves with the Lord, calling out the Lord Jesus for help. Help me, Jesus. I need you to help me, Lord. He wants to hear that from you. He wants you to cry out to him for help because only him can help you. I remember when Jesus said this to me years ago. Only I can help you, my son. Ask me to help you. Only I can help you. Oh. And I was like, oh, Lord, because this was not being taught to me in church. When I came in relationship with the Lord and he was talking to me and telling me how I should be calling on him for help, this was not being taught to me in church. oh, you pray, you know, and if you really need help, call the pastor, he'll pray for you. And it's like, okay. So you were more depending on men than on Jesus. And that's what the Lord wanted to root out of my life and out of your life. Stop being depending on men. Depend on Jesus. He is a spirit. He never slumber. He never sleep. He never gets tired. He can help you at any time and at any hour, at the day or the night. Men cannot do that. That's why people get disappointed with men, because they expect it to be there always for them. That's impossible. Thing is so limited. But Jesus can do that for you. God can do that for you. He can be there for you always. So when you learn to depend on him and call on him and ask him for help, you will build strongly in your relationship with him. And then the blessing is when you are depending on him and him come and minister to you, my brother and sister, like I was telling him last night, Lord, are we going to have to wait years before we go home, Lord? Please, Lord, give me a vision of heaven. Show me heaven. Take me to heaven, Lord. Let me see, Lord. Because I want to be encouraged. I want to encourage other people also. And when he showed me this revelation, what an encouragement that was for me. I thought it was the righteous. I said, Lord, the righteous is happening. It's happening. It's happening. Very soon, he says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So remember this. Yes, you may be going to struggle, sickness, pain, headaches, migraine headaches, discouragement. Ask Jesus for help. Okay? Ask him to help you, to strengthen you, to help you to, hallelujah, stay focused on him and keep his commandment. You cannot keep it on your own. You cannot be faithful to him on you. You need to ask him for help. He told me this. Ask me for help. Ask me. And it took me a while. I'm very slow to learn certain things. It took me a while with the Lord telling me to ask him for help, for me to get it. It took years for me to get it. This November, I'll be 30 years since I started this commitment with Jesus. November 92, 22 November, I'll be 30 years. I started preaching. I started walking with him. I started calling on the Lord. He started working on me. I started repenting, praying and fasting, doing ministry. 30 years ago, that's this November of this year. 22, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. It sounds like a walk in the park. Brother, that's a walk in the park. But you know what? Praise you, Lord. I would not change it for anything. Because when he teaches you, when he guides you, when he leads you, your life is totally different. You know that when I need him, I go to him. I know if I need to cry, I go cry out to him. Depend on him. And it's hard. It's difficult. But he's always there. My brother and sister. And I wish I knew this. Hallelujah. In the beginning, because I struggled so much. My brother and sister. Somewhat I learned a lot from my pastor. But he had a lot of false teaching from other pastors. So he was giving me the some of the good and a lot of the false. And when Jesus came to me, he says, you have a lot of false teaching on you, my son. I was like, wow, but I'm learning this from the man of God, as people say. How can I have a lot of false teaching? And then he began to teach me. Praise the Lord. But his plan was for me to teach other people the same. Being led by the Lord, depending on him, walking with the Holy Spirit daily, is where he wants us to be. The Holy Spirit will guide you to all truth. Ask him to guide you. Ask him to talk to you. Even in your sleep, ask him to talk to you. To tell you things in your sleep. Help you remember. Even remember his word. His word is alive in you. And walk the word. Be like Christ. And then you hear the Apostle Paul saying that this was in Christ, he said. Because he was learning from him. That what was in the heart and the mind of Christ, Paul was learning that. And he said this was in Christ in his writing. He was learning directly from him in his walk. Because after he left Jerusalem, the other 12 apostles, the apostle Paul begins to walk into the ministry with him and the Lord. My brother and sister, and everything that you hate, God hates, especially sin. But God has to allow certain things on people because he had told them don't go left, go right, my son, my daughter. He spoke to them through someone, a dream or a vision. They totally ignore God. And then they get themselves in trouble. Notice that God has not given up on anybody. Yeah, I'm not giving up on anybody. He's still working even with the vaccinated. My brother and sister. And people can testify to you this. Even some of the vaccinated can testify they can get in dreams, vision. I want the vaccinated to tell me the other day, oh, God said this to me in a dream. He showed me a dream. My brother and sister. See, God is not giving up on anybody. There is nothing the devil can do that God cannot undo. Remember that? Nothing. But there are certain things that you need to ask the Lord. Certain people you need to ask the Lord. So you need to be guided by him. Because a lot of people might say, don't go there, but then the Lord can say to you, yes, you can go there. So you have to check with him always. Lord, I'm going to fast and pray for you to guide me on this. He'll guide you. He'll tell you which way to go. My brothers and sisters, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I remember years ago, the Lord was calling me to go on the radio. It was regular radio back then. Brother Milton and I. And the Lord was the one calling us. And we went to our pastor. We wanted to submit to our pastor, his leadership. And we told him that, you know, what was in our heart to do for the Lord. And he says, oh, I don't think you should be doing that. Oh, if you go on the radio, it's going to cost you money. The church doesn't have that money. I said, Pastor, we're not asking the church for money. With the little money we have, we'll pay for it. Oh, you're willing to pay for it? Okay, if you want to go ahead and invest your money. The church doesn't have the money. We were not even asking for the money. We were just wanting to let him know what God was leading us to do and for him to give us an advice and, you know, as a pastor. But he didn't agree that we should go on the radio. And we began to fast and pray to go on the radio. My brother and sister, there was a young lady in a wheelchair that we prayed over the radio, and she got up and walked. My brother and sister. And there were people coming to the Lord through the radio, testifying on the air. People were being saved, and people were being healed. My brother and sister. If we would have listened to the pastor and said, you know, Pastor must be right. Why should we waste our time and all that? All those people that got healed and that got saved, that would have not happened. Now imagine all the people that God had called into ministry that a lot of people had told, don't waste your time doing that. All the souls that they could have won for the kingdom and all the people God would have healed through them, that they missed to see the mighty hand of God and the life of people through them, but because someone told them, don't waste your time, you should be doing something else. And they listened to them, to the bad advice, evil advice, wicked advice, because I don't see nothing better than you and I can do than preach this gospel, lead people to Christ, lead people to repentance. My brothers, have people commit their life to Jesus. Nothing, nothing. Jesus said to me one thing. For this, you have been born, he said to me. When I asked him, Lord, about my ministry, he says, for this you have been born, Jesus said. In other words, this is your priority. This is the most important thing God wants you to do, what you're doing now. Okay? Because it's all about Jesus. It's all about our relationship with him. It's all about being ready for his coming. If you're not doing that, you're wasting your time, even though you think you are investing it. If you're not investing your time and seeking the Lord and your relationship with him, spending time with him, anything else you're spending, you're doing, you're wasting the time. My brother and sister, And this is what a lot of people don't realize, how much time people are wasting. Okay? How much time? My brother and sister. Jesus, when he was on earth, he never looked sleeping. And he told me this. He told me this. My brother, he never looked sleeping. When he went to prayer with the Father, he prayed all night long. All night long. And not like us. When the disciple were waking him up in the boat because of the wind and all that, and the Bible said he was sleeping, he was catching on sleep because he had prayed all night long. The disciple come in the morning, take him on the boat, and then all the winds and all this get all aggressive and they're shaking the boat, and the disciple are afraid. They're waking up someone who's been praying for 10, 12 hours all night long. He's just catching maybe on an hour of sleep or 20 minutes of sleep. And the moment he just went to sleep, they awake him. Lord, awaken or we will perish. Lord, Lord, you awaken someone that had gotten no sleep, that been praying all night long with the Father to save you. You see the lack of faith in them? Of course, he had tremendous presence of God because he's God, but he had tremendous presence of God on him. You wanted to be close with Jesus, my brothers and sisters. In my walk with him, I tell you, every time I'm close with Jesus, I feel tremendous presence of him. I love it. I'm happy when I'm close to him. When I'm not close to him, I feel miserable. I don't like it. Lord, thank you for your presence, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm miserable when I'm in his, my brother and sister. We're only happy in his presence. We're only happy when we are close with him. And if you don't understand what I'm saying, when you go to heaven soon, you will understand this and say, Brother Elvie, wow, you will feel so happy in heaven. You will be so happy. You will be so joyful. Joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. My brother and sister, I want to be close to his throne. He showed me one time I was in the third heaven, third level, where my house is. This is when Sister Carla and the other sister visited us. I was there. I was looking to the throne of Father from my house. And I was there with my mouth open, just looking, my eyes. I was not even blinking, looking to Father's throne. And I heard Sister Carla coming with the other sister. Brother Elvie, we're here to visit you. Sister Carla, sister, how are you? Sister from the Lord's Tower, and I think our brother or two from the Lord's Tower, were coming to visit me in my mansion in heaven. My brother and sister. And I was just standing there. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To me, that was the most best in heaven. In heaven. You understand this very well in heaven. The most best time is to spend it in God's presence. Oh, that is the best time, the best time when you spend it with Father, when you spend it with the Lord. There. I heard the Lord say, yes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, if I could only understand something, a little. Praise you, Jesus, from the one that knows it all. It's the best thing to do, is to spend it in his presence. My brother and sister, and for all eternity in that new Jerusalem and the new earth, you'll never want to come out. You know, when these demons made the earth like a paradise, I was walking in it, and I felt so miserable because it was beautiful. But there was no presence of God. And everybody else, people that love this earth, they were so happy. They were thanking, oh, thank you, oh, thank you. Telling the demon, the Nephilim, they were so happy with them. They were telling them they're so happy. They were thinking that the earth was beautiful like a paradise. And I was miserable. I was like, get me out of here. Beat me up, Scott. Get me out of here. I'm miserable. Because there was no presence of God there. If the Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are not there, I don't want to be there. I want to be where my Father, my Lord, and my Holy Spirit is. That's where I want to be. And I know he's in heaven. I want to be in heaven. I want to be in his presence. If his presence is not going to be on the earth, I don't want to be on the earth. Get me out of here, Lord. because if he's not going to be on this earth, the earth will not be blessed, as they say, as they were claiming that the earth was blessed. My brother and sister, to me, it was miserable. Hallelujah. I was miserable. Hallelujah. And the Nephilim will say, we need to do something about this fellow. We need to get him out of here. We need to remove him. And they were planning to remove me, my brother and sister, because they noticed I was not happy. Revelation 13:8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. They were worshiping these things. And I'm like, how can you? When God can give you something better, the Nephilim will not happy. Oh, we need him to shut up. We need to shut him up. Shut him up. And they were calling the army to shut me up. Because I was telling the people, how can you trust in anything else? How? My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Because if you are looking for a parasite down here that is not coming from God, that is not coming from Jesus, that you know is not coming from God, those people are going to perish. Their name is not in the book of the Lamb, first of all. That means, my brother and sister, they're in trouble. Whatever they do, their name will remove from the Lamb book of life. Oh, that is dangerous. That is so dangerous. What they've done is dangerous. Verse 9, if any man have an ear, let him hear. One thing I know, I just turned 50 this month. Since I was little, I haven't seen a child being born without ears. I've seen people that have maybe their ears cut off, but I haven't seen a child born without ears. My brother and sister, every single human being is born at least with 1 ear. Okay? If any man have an ear, let him hear. My brother and sister, the deaf will hear the voice of the Lord. Even the deaf will hear the word of God. My brother and sister, when it's preached, when it comes from God. So there's no excuse for anyone to say, I didn't know. Jesus died for you and I. Jesus died for this humanity. This humanity have no excuse. My brother and sister, no excuse. Okay? In the 3 days of darkness, God is going to change people. Yes, Lord, he said yes. He's going to change people. He's coming to change and transform us in the 3 days of darkness. The beasts are going to start killing people. Hear what I saw this week. After the 3 days of darkness, I began to walk on the earth. I began to look around where usually when you walk in the neighborhood, you hear a dog, you see cat, you see bird flying, you see animals. After the 3 days of darkness, I didn't hear no dog barking. I didn't see no cat. I didn't see no bird flying. And I said, where's all the animals? And I remember Sister Wright to me. She said, Brother Elvie, the Lord, I pray to the Lord that when my dog goes outside, I believe she said also her cat, that he will protect them not to be killed from the beast. She understood that when her animal will go out, they will be killed. And she emailed me about this a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't think about all this. When the Lord didn't give me this vision this week, after 3 days of darkness, I didn't see no animals. And I was very concerned. I got very concerned. Because can you imagine an earth without animals? It's horrible. It's miserable. You know, I assume that in the Great Tribulation, there were no animals because people ate them. You know, because I'm like, people are going hungry. They're eating everything. And I said, the flying bird are going to eat the animal also and all that. But I didn't know that all these animals are eaten by these beasts in the 3 days of darkness. I didn't know this. After me, it's like, whoa. And I'm walking after the 3 days of darkness on the earth here, and there were no animals, no birds flying, no dog barking, no cats. As I'm walking, and I said, where's all the animals? I'm telling to the people. Yeah, most of the neighborhood look empty, where there's a lot of thousands of people walking around. And I couldn't see much people, but that's not the point. The point is that there was no animals. And I'm saying to the people, where are the animals? Because I cannot imagine being on this earth without any animals. My brothers and sisters, to me, that's like, what am I, in a box? What am I? Even if you are in the bottom of the sea, you'll see fish. Can you imagine going into an ocean, thousands of miles across it, and no fish? And you're walking with no fish? That's horrible. To me, seeing animals is like seeing life, seeing what God created in Genesis. You know, you see the animal, you read the Bible, God created all these animals for Adam and Eve, and they name them and all that. And it's been this way since I was born. But now, and after the 3 days of darkness in this revelation, there was no animal on the earth. And to me, it's like, what in the world? I don't want to live in the world where there's no animal. Get me out of here, Lord. Well, people are about to live in the world like this. 3 days of darkness is close, my brother and sister. Someone said, I cannot imagine no pigeon. Yeah. No dumb, no bird. Imagine that. You're walking around all day long and you're looking to see any singing bird, any animal, nothing. Nothing. They ate them. They killed them. You're like, what in the world? I want to see one. You get in your car and you drive for miles. I got to find a bird. I got to see an animal. I got to find at least one because I believe that's the beauty of this earth. God created them. And people don't realize that this is about to happen. 3 days of darkness is so close about to happen. Our animals about to disappear. And that's miserable. That's misery. That's really going to make people, and then this deeper release is going to supposedly make the earth beautiful, advance, flying car, flying plane, flying this. You see how now they're trying to make all these technology, flying plane, Tesla, SpaceX and Amazon and all these companies. Well, don't worry about it. When these demons are released, they're going to make all this stuff instantly for these people. And the people will be flying everywhere. Flying car? Give it to me. Hey, beat me out, Scotty. And they'll be moving here and there. And they think it's so fantastic and so great. They don't understand. That is part of the deceit. Part of the lie. And people will get their soul tied with that. And kill and destroy through it. So it's better for them not even to welcome them, stay away from them. My brother and sister, oh my Lord, my God, get us out of here, Lord. Get us out of here because what is coming, the great deceive, my brother and sister, is coming. It is coming. Oh my Lord, God have mercy. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Genesis 19:11, and they smote the men who were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they worried themselves to find the door. Genesis 19:13, so for we will destroy this place, the angel said to Lot, because of the cry that they have raised great before the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. So what did God say to his angel? Go down over Sodom and Gomorrah and destroy them. Utterly destroy them. Destroy them. My friend, how many of them can escape from those angels? None. God gave them an order. Go and destroy them. Because the angels say that the cry was great before the Lord. God help us. God have mercy. These demons are killing our children. These demons are destroying our people. They're changing our body. They're doing all these lies and they say, please God, by the multitude they were crying out to God. And God looked to his angel and said, go and destroy them. Can't mess with Father. You can't mess with Father. Father don't play around. Okay? Can't mess with him. And came down, my brother and sister, please pray for your animal, bird, whatever you have. Especially if you're going through the 3 days of darkness with your animal, please pray for them. Okay? Keep your animal in prayer. I'm telling you. It's going to be sad on this earth very soon. And I'll cry on this earth. And the outcry of Sodom and Gomorrah went before the throne of Father because of the wickedness of the fallen ones. And God gave order to his angel to go and destroy them all. Destroy them all. Don't let them escape. Oh, and they came down in the fire, and everyone there will be consumed, utterly destroyed. My brother and sister, they have corrupted all the kitty, all the cats, all the animals, all the dogs. All the birds, they had corrupted everything, including the fish. How can God not destroy them? My brother and sister, everything that has flesh in, that has life in, they corrupted. So God had to utterly destroy them. And it's going to be repeated again now in the 7-year Great Tribulation. What do you think God's going to do to them? He's going to utterly destroy them. But this time it's different. This time he's going to throw them in the lake of fire that burn with fire and brimstone. This time is the final corruption of humanity. Okay? The only one left will be the devil and death till the end. But everything else is going into the lake of fire, my brother and sister. Okay? Everything will be destroyed. So to the sense of the word that we have animal now, we got to be thankful for God for the animal we have, because very soon they're going to disappear, all the birds of the earth, everything. Gone. Nowhere to be found. The beasts are going to eat them, kill them. My brother and sister. And you know how empty this earth is going to feel without animals? Oh, my Lord. Those singing birds. Oh, my Lord, that's going to be terrible. I cannot imagine. You know, this revival, I do it so to be quick. Someone was saying that the revival may be 40 days. And I said, well, that God may extend the revival. It's still 40 days. That's not a lot. It's only a month and 10 days. That's fine. My brother and sister. But we know after that, that's it. It's over. It's over. Father said it's over anyway. So whatever's going to be done is going to be done short and quickly. And this is our reward from God. Cutting the day short. Cutting everything short. My brother and sister, safe is elect, the Bible says. Oh, no flesh will be saved, the Bible said. My brother and sister. Yes, thank you, Brother Michael. Stock up on dry food, bean, rice, candle. All that stuff. Yes, please have all the candles ready for the 3 days of darkness. Remember that your electricity where you are may not work anymore. It may not work. So what you need to do is have candles, okay? Gas lamp works also, I believe. So have candle, my brother and sister. Get things ready for the 3 days of darkness. I believe the Beetle Bride, I'm surprised it's being visited by God. So what we find is the rest of humanity, that will be worse. But if we need to spend a few hours in that 3 days of darkness, we need to move around in our house, then we better have the things that we're going to need for those days. It's 3 days. But God is visiting us in those 3 days. And that's the great outcome of all this. Whatever God has in store for us, we're going to get to enjoy, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Romans 1:18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So you see that these people that are holding back the truth, okay, that are holding people back from committing their lives to the Lord, especially in the Great Tribulation when they release those demons and they get together with our government and humanity, and Pelosi get on her knees and worship her demon and Biden and them, then the rest of humanity is doomed, because whoever following Pelosi and them will do the same. She'll get on her knees right there, my brother and sister, and worship them. And Biden and all of them will do the same. It's going to be terrible on this earth. The elected one, the one they voted for. Oh, my Lord. This is going to be terrible down here. Terrible, my brother and sister. Romans 1:29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, magnify, that a whisperer, dog whisperer, animal whisperer, okay, all these are participating in all these black magic, evilness, will not escape God. He knows what they're doing while humanity is enjoying the programs. God is going after them. God will expose them for what they are. The Great Tribulation, 7 years, is God exposing all kinds of evil. And when the Great Tribulation began and God began to expose everything, he said, what? I didn't know that. I thought he was my neighbor. Thought he was a politician. He's a principality. He's a devil. He's a daughter of Satan. She's a daughter of Satan. And people are like, what? I didn't know that. How come the church was not teaching about this? People say, I went to church 40 years. I never heard about this in my church. What is this? What kind of witchcraft and sorcery is this? And they'll come out with all kinds of excuses. Because everything is exposed right there. Okay? These that are human or demon in human body, when they, some of them have wings, and when they're exposed right there on CNN, I didn't know he was a principality. I thought he was just a nice guy, a color guy. I bought it. He was a president for 8 years in the United States. I don't know he was one of the worst principality of the devil. I don't know he was the Antichrist. And then people will be like, what? He better come up on Oprah. That's going to be tremendous. Oprah invited him and his wife several times. I don't know this. No wonder Oprah said there are many ways to God. Romans 2a. But unto those who are continuous and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. You know what they call other religious or religion that Oprah said that will lead you to God. God says that what they believe, what they're following to God, what they obey is unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. Judgment. Judgment is the only thing that's coming to them. Because the demons know who they are. The fallen ones know who they are. It's that the people through the word of God, Paul said, know if they come to the Lord to reveal them who they are, the Lord will show them, the Lord will reveal to them. The things with the Lord is, when people are having a hard time with these wicked ones, but they don't ask the Lord to reveal them. Because if you go to the Lord and ask the Lord, look, Sister Celeste, go to the Lord. The Lord show her, explain to her, look, my daughter, these are not human, these are fallen ones. Look, and you know, that's the way it's supposed to be. We go to the Lord, he reveals to us what they are. When the Lord showed me this morning, the earth was a paradise. They turned it into paradise with wickedness and evil. And people were happy. Oh, people were so excited and happy and thanking them and worshiping them. Not knowing that all that they were doing was to capture their soul. Wrath and indignation is coming upon them for following this fallen one. God will not be mocked. And that's what they're doing. Okay? Romans 3:5, by the art of righteousness, commend the righteousness of God. What should we say? Is God unrighteous who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. So he's asking the question like you and I would. Romans 6:13, neither ye who are a member or an instrument of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself unto God, are those who are alive from the dead, and your members are an instrument of righteousness unto God. Because it can be rendered as an instrument of wickedness to the fallen one. So what you do is you submit your life to God, and you ask God to help you. Okay? You ask God to help you, my brother and sister. I was talking years ago on the Lord Tower about this. And this young lady was having a really difficult time understanding what I was talking back then. And the Lord gave her a dream. And the guy that she trusted, that she thought it was so awesome and this and that, she found herself in the great tribulation being persecuted by him to kill her. He had turned, and he was going after her. And in that dream, she contacted me crying. She understood now what I've been saying in the Lord Tower. I know this can seem so deep, profound, but it's not really when you ask the Lord to give you wisdom and understanding to reveal these things. You give a dream and vision, and you seek it out in the Word. You seek His wisdom. Read the book of Proverbs for wisdom, for discernment. When the Lord showed her in a dream what I was talking about for over a year or two or three, it came, the whole message came so clear to her. Wow. But we haven't been talking about this. And, you know, to a lot of, this sounds crazy, brother. Where did you get your teaching from? But when he showed you and you see it, you're like, wow. You know, people taken up by sin and turning into beasts. Wow, what is this? You know, and I was saying, playing around, I should thank some of the people that took the fiver because, brother, they will protect you. And they were changing into these beasts, and they were shoulding the werewolf to the side that were coming to try to bite me. The people, the brother that had changed into beasts in the Great Tribulation, said, brother, we don't worry, we'll protect you. And they went and pushed the werewolf that were coming after me to the side. And I can see the werewolf trying to catch up to me, but the other brother that had turned into beasts was pushing them to the side. He said, brother, we'll protect you. And I was like, oh, I felt so good. I felt like the president, you know, with the Secret Service being protected by them for a minute. Praise you, Lord. But that was not the case. The case was that the five of my sins still keep, they keep their understanding. They change into huge beasts, my brother and sister, and they can speak normal. I mean, my friend who grew up with me in New Jersey, we went to high school together, had changed into a beast in the Great Tribulation. He was talking to me from a second floor as a large beast, about maybe 9 feet beast, and I didn't want to open the door, the steel door, to go talk with him. Oh, you don't need to be afraid. You know, we can talk. And I'm like, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You are a beast in the Great Tribulation. Praise you, Lord. It's difficult to trust someone when he's about 5'8", and he's like 9 feet as a beast in the Great Tribulation, huge with huge body, full of fur, like a cat, and ready to eat anyone. When he gets hungry, he goes out and whatever he finds to eat that is meat, human especially. So talking to you nicely, you know, it's hard to trust someone that has such a great appetite and it looks so big to me, you know. So he was talking to me. I said, no, I'm fine. You stay there, I stay over here. I wait until you change back to human, you know. But, and then my friend there was telling, no, he'll change back. Just wait over here. Don't worry, he'll wait. Give him an hour and 12 minutes, he'll change back. And then he changed back and came to the door. He was naked. My friend was covering him. And that explained to me why there's no clothing in the Great Tribulation. Because every time the people change into beasts, they need clothing. They tear their clothing every time they changed into the large beast. And I saw some of the women, they had just a piece of clothing covering the chest and the between the leg, my brother and sister. You know, young ladies who were just werewolf running the earth. A piece of clothing to cover the chest and the, and then they were naked, and the Bible talks about naked and afraid. My brother and sister. And you know, can you help us? Can you help us? This is when the Lord sent us, and we'll pray for clothing. We hold hand and we pray. And all these clothing appeared on the table right there for them. Just the right side, and they started putting on their clothing. We turned around so they can put on their clothing. I said, wow. And they said, we're hungry. We're hungry. Well, I'm for as many, I was thinking, but weren't you just eating human? How can you be hungry? But I understand it's the way the Great Tribulation is. And to just explain this in words to people, I kept saying years ago, man, I want other people, messenger of the Lord, to come on their program and explain what the Lord is showing me, for the Lord to show to them and explain. So I thank God for Sister Celestial and other brothers and sisters that God is showing them these things also like me. Because for a time I say, am I going crazy? What is this? But I knew it was the Lord because I seen the Lord in different occasion, and he was taking me to heaven, then he was taking me to the Great Tribulation, then he's taking me to the millennium, and I'm like, I better be fasting, because I was fasting a lot and praying a lot, like a lot, and because I wanted to make sure I was not being deceived, and I kept going to the Lord, and Jesus was speaking with me about these things. Now I'm like, that's why I understand what the Lord is saying to Sister Celestial and in regard to what is coming on the earth. What people are expecting for humanity to go really advanced, when these demons are released, they're going to do that for humanity, but it's not good. You don't want anything for them. Not even a cup of water you want from them. Not even a piece of bread you want from them. It's better for you to go without water and without food than to receive anything from the fallen one. Because when they came to the generations of Noah and Lot, oh, they brought a lot of things to them. But here's the thing. They deceived them with everything they gave them. They gave them so much that when Noah was telling them to repent and turn to God, none of them listened to Noah. Mm-mm. None of them listened to Lot. Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah as a witness to them. They didn't care for anything Lot had to say. They didn't care for anything Noah had to say. They were so convinced by these demon offering. I mean, I'm telling you, these demons was telling them, we're going to give you a paradise on earth that God did not give you. Watch. And they began to create beautiful grass, beautiful tree, instantly moving their finger in warehouses and building and flying cars, flying plane. The plane could fly local, low, high, whatever. A car can fly local, high, low. And you can get on a taxi right there, local, flying. Forget about wheel. Boom, and take off. And, oh, the technology and people. Oh, thank you. And praising them, praising the beast, I should say. And it just, everybody is so happy. I heard some people say, oh, we're so happy now with you. I'm like, excuse me? Totally to forget about God. One of them said, forget about God. So that's exactly what people were doing. Because they want to captivate people with everything people want. You know, if you always been working job to job just to make ends meet and pay your bills now, and they come out and tell you, oh, we're going to treat you like a queen. You have a palace. You have servants. You have golden car, golden deer, golden plane. You can travel anywhere. Oh, we'll just give it to you. I heard them saying this, but we just give it to you for free. Will you like that? People say, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. People were receiving everything they had to give to them. And so people, oh, yeah, clapping and thanking them and hugging them and getting on their vehicle, getting on their expensive plane. And this technology was more advanced than what they have now, my brother and sister. More advanced than what they have now. And if you want more detail, listen to this Sister Celestial about all this. She has a lot of audio and video about it. Listen to her, please. Because she gives you a lot of details about them. They're coming to deceive humanity. And what the Lord showed me this morning was mind-blowing. For a second, I stood there and I said, let me see what they can do. And I saw them creating so many things. And I said, this isn't, because it was nothing about God. This is why loving God, loving Jesus needs to be our priority in this life. We need to follow in love with God. We need to follow in love with Jesus to the point where they can offer you all the gold, all the silver, all the dollars, everything of this earth, and you can say, no. All I want is Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me God. Give me heaven. I don't want, forget, if I need to serve God broke, until the day I go home, let it be, O Lord. Let it be. Let his will be done. My brother and sister, if he doesn't give me anything else, so that here, from here to the moment he takes me home, it is fine with me. It is okay. I am fine. I want Jesus. I want my Father. I want heaven. That's all I want. Forget about the riches of this earth. Because what is coming is so deceiving that people that want all these material things, they're going to give it to them for free. For free. I heard them saying, what do you want, woman? Oh, I just want a gray house. Oh, no problem. Here. He moved his finger and made this palace for this woman. Wow, that is beautiful. The house, the gallery, the yard, the garden, beautiful beyond, like a king palace. And she was thanking them and hugging them and clapping. Oh, I get to have riches now. I get to have what I want. Nothing about God, but all these riches. And these people was like, right now, houses in California, in New York, and all, in London, in Paris, are not even close to what these demons are going to make for the people. These billionaires have houses now. Ask for $200, $300, $400 million. These are nothing to what these demons. They're going to create them houses of gold, where walls of gold, cart of gold. And they're going to drive this car, flying car of gold, flying for you. And people will praise them and thank them. What an abomination. The earth is about to become. No bird flying. And if they create birds, they will be fake. Fake singing, fake bird. Is that what humanity wants? This is not what God meant for anyone to have. God gives us the real thing, the true. And the true will set you free. But if you don't want the true, if you just want the lie, the riches of this earth, the abundance of this earth, everything this earth has to offer you, you're going to have to stay behind. And they'll give you all that. But it will cost you your soul. Your soul is so valuable to God. Your soul is so valuable that these demons are willing to make you a billionaire instantly. So you can give them your soul. Could you imagine? Houses of gold, cars of gold, servants and everything you want, they'll give you for your soul. That's how valuable to them your soul is. Technology that you cannot imagine they'll give to the government. The government wants supercomputer, the faster computer. They're going to come out to them and say, "What, you want this supercomputer here?" And they'll blow their mind. Whoa, this is fast. We never thought, no, here. Whatever you want, we'll give you. They're coming out to give people everything they want as long as they don't give them nothing of God. Forget about that Bible, they'll tell them. Burn it. Disappear it. And we'll give you everything you want, you need. And people are like, oh, clapping and thanking them. But it's for their soul. Because once they're thrown in the lake of fire, they can never come out of there. Never, never. God will not forgive them that deceive, that worshiping other God. God said this in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not worship other God. My brother and sister, let me go there. This is important because we are living in the last of the last. And if people don't understand the consequence of sin, my brother and sister, if they don't understand the consequence of sin, oh, my Lord, hallelujah. And God spoke all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God who have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, in any in the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is at the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them. This is what I saw people doing when these demons were released. My brother and sister, they were so happy for the riches the demon was giving them that they bowed themselves to them. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. Oh, now they were serving them. They were saying to them, now we will be your God. They were serving them. For I, the Lord thy God, I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. These beings hate God, and they want to corrupt men, showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord God in vain, and this they do every day. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that take his name in vain. You cannot use it on television, on a movie, or in the moment you're scared. As a joke, like a lot of people use the name of the Lord in vain. There is a punishment for that. God will not hold you guiltless for that. People need to repent if you ever have used the name of Jesus in vain. Glory be to his name. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But on the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord God, thou shalt not do any work. Thou, thy son, thy daughter, thy maidservant, thy maidservant, thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For success, for in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore bless the Sabbath day and hallow it, made it holy. Honor thy father, thy mother, that thy day may be long upon the land which the Lord God giveth thee. So it doesn't matter how disobedient children are in the Great Tribulation, the demon will still reward them, which God doesn't reward disobedient. God disciplined disobedient. And the way he disciplined us so we don't be disobedient. Our children will be growing up and being disobedient. My brother and sister, God disciplined us. And that's why God keep calling the children of Israel, come into my discipline, says the Lord. By walking with him, being test, trial, and sick, and whatever, we are in the discipline of the Lord. He corrects us in him. But if we reject his discipline and we see what the fallen one will offer, they are condemning themselves. My brother and sister, they're condemning themselves to hell, to the lake of fire. That should not kill. Oh, of course they're going to offer children to themselves. That should not commit adultery. Of course they will encourage women to sleep around, because they did that in the generations of Noah and Lot. They were sleeping around. They were picking wives there. That should not steal. That should not be a false witness against them. So they're going to steal people's soul and people's hope in God. They're going to bear false witnesses against their neighbor. They're not going to care for that. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, which they're going to be doing that every day, beside the neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house first. So if someone has a beautiful mansion, someone else will say, but I want the same. And they'll say, that's awesome. We'll give you one, too. My brother and sister. So, God is giving people, the looked one, an opportunity to repent. Now, let me play a few of the audio of the 3 days of darkness. So you hear through different prophets how they explain it. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because they are coming. 3 days of darkness are coming. My brother and sister, do not miss Sister Carla on Wednesday. I'm coming back on Tuesday night, my brother and sister, with more on this. More. If I forget anything, is there anything else the Lord wants me to share with you? I will share with you and we're still around. Time is short. We don't focus on days because we don't know the day and hour. But we focus on Jesus because we know it's coming. Yes, because I believe they're using the Christian revelation of the 3 days of darkness, but then they're applying, praying to rosary, praying to other. God, no. And that was a testimony, someone that claimed that was Christian, my brother and sister, but it's not correct in that regard. That's why I had to mute the audio and let it pass. But I know the rest of the testimony are good. I was not able in time to check this testimony here, but the rest are good. The rest are good. So we have to be careful who we listen to, okay? We pray that our candles are able to work during the 3 days of darkness. Amen? And not bless the candle. No, we pray that we are covered. We have the Lord's protection. We humble ourselves before God. We seek God. We seek to be protected. Amen. Someone said, what happened if you are at work or you are in your car during the 3 days of darkness? God said that we should be at home. And if for some reason you are in your car, you pray for protection right where you are. Okay? It's very important. You should already be praying for protection, angelic protection, the Lord protection with your life. So you don't wait to ask for protection. And once you're going through the days of darkness, pray for more protection. You know, because it's going to be difficult. It's going to be hard for people. It's going to be scary to a lot of people. Maybe if you are in your car, you want to get on your knees in your car or go into the back seat and look down and pray. Don't look out through your windows because a lot of people may feel tempted to do so. So just for those that will be saying, what about if I'm in, you know, let me check if she passed because the other testimonies are good.
Through confession.
Thank you, Lord.
Repent and confess Jesus as your Savior. Trust in him for your safety and salvation.
Okay, she's still talking. It's a short audio on her. It's a testimony of the things she said that people should do during the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister. But a lot of people are mistaking on the belief that they, like she said, pray your rosary. No, you pray to the Lord. You know, that's a Catholic tradition. No, you pray to God, your relationship with God. You don't need anything. You don't need a rosary. You don't need an idol. You don't need anything. You pray straight to him, my brother and sister. And I say this even to the priests that sometimes listen to us in the Lord's Hour. Priests from the Catholic Church and members of the Catholic Church listen to us live, especially on Sunday like today. And I tell them the same. You don't pray to Mary. You don't pray to rosary. You don't pray to the same idols of the same St. Peter, St. John, Namale. You pray directly to the Lord. You repent your sin to Jesus. Idol worshiping is a sin, okay, that will keep people from entering heaven. So it's important you understand this, my brothers and sisters. No idol worshiping You serve the Lord directly. My brother and sister, time is short. Jesus is coming. Praise the Lord.
That keep Our Lady company. Start a devotion to Our Lady of...
Uh-oh. See? That has false teaching in there. I apologize for that. That's why we need to check every audio. Careful. Because you don't know what's the outcome or the agenda behind the audio. In this block talk, don't let you move it forward. You have to let it run. And so when there's false teaching, it can come. I truly apologize. I'm sorry. It's not my intention. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But I know the rest. I listen to most of the testimony, and they're really good. They even Sister Celestial is in one of them. She talks about the 3 days of darkness. There's another sister. She's also got a lot of detail from the Lord in regard to the 3 days of darkness for people to get ready and prepare for the 3 days of darkness, my brother and sister, because they are coming, and we need to prepare and be ready and praying. Pray for more direction from the Lord in regard to the 3 days of darkness. Because there are more that we need to know. Like, I didn't know about the bird. And some people, their dog goes out. The dog goes out to the bathroom and they jar. If you're not praying for their protection, the beast can kill them. Now, you're not going to run out and get your animal while they're being attacked. You cannot do that if something like this is happening. If you hear your dog crying, screaming, barking, and the Lord say yes. Because they can deceive that your animal is being attacked also to get your attention, to have you run out of your house. Don't do so. Don't be not deceived. Don't let them run you out of your house for anything. It's very important. Thank you, Lord.
You can't see nothing. That's why I want to get black.
Thank you, Jesus. And that is a true. It's going to be black, black. You cannot see anything. Pitch black, my brother and sister. And so you asking the Lord to give you more dreams and vision about it will help you understand more, to be prepared more and share with other people. I'm glad for those that have emailed me sharing what the Lord had revealed to them in regard to the sister that she was led to pray for her dove protection. And I didn't know about this, and the Lord gave me the vision of all the animal being killed after the 3 days of darkness. The earth, there was no animal, no bird, no cat, no dog. I didn't know they were all going to be killed during the 3 days of darkness. So this is going to make sense now to a lot of people. Now, I heard some people ask, if this is going only to go on in the United States, what about other countries? This is all upon the whole earth. I truly believe it's upon the whole earth. I have not asked the Lord, but because the Bible applies to the whole earth. Now, I know that a lot of people will say, but brother, in other country, while here is darkness, over there is daylight. Well, this is different. This is different. Because even though there's day here, it'll still be dark. They'll have night, but they'll have a most pitch black night. I mean, a nine over there will even be worse, okay? So it will be nothing to be compared with, because this is blacker than black, my brother and sister. Even being in the same room together, you won't see your wife or your husband or your children. You won't see them. You won't be able to see them. Once it's in full darkness, by 12 noon, before 12, it's getting really dark. By 12 noon, it's completely dark. And then inside your house, anywhere, you won't be able to see your family. Even lights and candles are dim in the pitch black. But it helps. It will help you go to the bathroom, maybe your kitchen. But in reality, people should be fasting during the 3 days of darkness. Plan to fast. I know a lot of people take medication and it's hard for them to fast. But you should be fasting.
Amen. The sun will rise on the third day. Drop on your...
Thank you, Lord. Amen. yes, the sun will rise on the third day. But here's another prophecy the Lord has said, and it is that God will suspend the natural for the supernatural to flow. So what happened when after the 3 days of darkness? Well, the bride is changed, transformed into a glorified body. The bride will go out, sent by Jesus, to evangelize, because the revival is beginning right there. Now, one thing also to remember, that the 3 days of darkness cannot come before the judgment. It will be judgment, and then we get the 3 days of darkness. So we'll have the earthquake, and I believe the tsunami. Yes, the tsunami, earthquake and tsunami. And then we get the 3 days of darkness, not before. Because a lot of people will wonder about that. Not before, my brothers and sisters. Judgment is first.
Personal revelation. Please do not come at me.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So, it's important that we understand that the way things are going to come about. Okay? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. So, judgment first, earthquake and tsunami, and then the 3 days of darkness. So, the earthquake will happen in California, the eastern tsunami, as the Lord has shown me. Then we get the 3 days of darkness. The earth is going to be in great trouble by the time we get the 3 days of darkness. And don't think that there's a lot of time in between. No. Things can happen quickly. Okay? Remember, an earthquake can happen overnight. A tsunami can happen overnight from here to tomorrow, an example. So it's not like you have to wait. And No. I believe the waiting is over for us. God said it's over. So the waiting is over. I believe that whatever's left, as the Lord has been saying through Sister Barbara and other people, Sister Mary also, that my brother and sister, yeah, that will come. That will come too. The word in Israel will come also afterward, but we may only see the beginning of it though. So he's been saying that he is cleansing us. This period of time that you and I have, remember God kept saying that the bride was not ready, the bride is not ready, the bride is not ready, the bride is not ready for years? Well, he's doing a final cleansing in our life now to get us ready, okay? He's working in us to get us ready. Get us ready. So, if you're not ready, you don't want to be rushing God to do anything. And then it's not that we can, but my brother and sister, we got to remember this. We need to be ready. Being ready is very important.
It with others.
Thank you, Lord.
This channel has sister channels on Rumble, on BitChute, and on Brighton. So go ahead and show a little love to those channels. Share them with your friends who perhaps may no longer be using YouTube for personal reasons. You can also subscribe there. You can share those channels. There is also a Spanish channel that is called La Voz del Señor. I hope I'm saying it right. And that channel will be a blessing to you. All these prophecies, or at least as many of them as we can get up at this time, are being translated into Spanish and being loaded there. There is also a Spanish blog, and you can find all that information when you go to La Voz del Señor channel. And so today, I am continuing with the Supernatural series, which is the part of the Master's Voice where I am looking at things that are above the natural experience of human beings. So these prophecies that I'm covering in the Supernatural series involve things that are outside our normal purview as human beings. However, they should not be outside our normal purview as Christians. Christians should understand that in following and serving a God who is not visible to us by our five senses, we interact with our God through his word, through prayer, and by faith. And through these things, the Lord in his grace and mercy reveals his personage to us. Jesus shows who he is to us because of our faith exercised. This is what brings the manifested presence of God through to us. Without faith, it is impossible to please our God. However, our God is not the only supernatural personage that exists, and God is at pains to let us know this from the Word of God first. Prophecy will line up with the scriptures. So even as you watch these things, if you are a new subscriber or if you find this video by chance, even if you watch these things and you hear things that you have never heard in the traditional church setting, the fact that you've never heard them doesn't mean that they're not true. The fact that you've never heard them doesn't mean that they don't exist. But here's the most important part. The fact that you've never heard them doesn't mean that if you stay ignorant of them, they won't happen. The Supernatural series is covering things that is going to affect every country in the world. Every single nation is going to come under the judgment of God for sin that has been committed by the people in those nations. Some people will have devastating judgments, such as the United States of America. Some people will have medium to moderate judgments. And some countries, because they genuinely practice a group and total form of faith, will see great miracles of the Lord taking place to protect and save those people from the things that will happen. But for America, I can say to the United States of America, as I've been saying in this series, that God says because this nation loves and exalts idols, not necessarily idols that look like various gods, but because we idolize people, we idolize human beings, we give them God status, and the things we say about them pour out worship from the lips that we somehow refuse to offer God. And because this nation is soaked in the blood of minors and in the blood of innocents, and because the nation's temperature is so hot for things like Halloween and things like zombie night and things like zombie shows and things like that, the Lord has said to me matter-of-factly, and I will give him his full due. Celestial, by the things they love, they shall be destroyed. So as I go into the Supernatural series and I continue dealing with things that God has revealed, all I'm saying is that nothing I'm saying is really new. It's just carefully stated in biblical verses that is talking, for instance, about a subset of people who will seek for death. Men will seek for death, the Bible says, and not find it. Now, when we think about that without the understanding that zombies are basically human beings who have become corrupted and destroyed and now cannot die. Zombies cannot die. You cannot pray for a zombie to be saved. A zombie has crossed the line of no return. And all I can say to people who keep asking these weird questions is, should you try to interact with these creatures, you will be standing before God much faster than you and God intended. So today's word is about darkness. Today the Lord spoke to me very early and said, Celestial, you will make one video about the coming darkness. And I have to say, this is a theme that I was not really paying attention to as I was listing the Lord's prophecies. He would mention it here and there, but because the Lord sometimes mentions up to 5 different topics in a single prophecy, I transcribed them and I would pay no attention to the fact that I keep writing about darkness, darkness, darkness. And so today he said that I will make just the one video about this darkness. And I went over the blog and I saw that I've covered some of the videos about darkness already. So one of them is called The Silver Mist, where I said that I saw that the earth became dark for a period of 3 days. For 3 days, we did not have real sun, real moon, or stars. I'll start there. For 3 days in the dream that the Lord gave me that is titled The Silver Mist, there was no sun and no moon. I was standing on a plane watching the sky with a family member of mine. And as we watched, there was no sun and no moon and no stars for 3 days. There was this fake artificial lighting in the sky that was very foggy, and there seemed to be light coming from one portion of the sky, but I can't even say it was light in a circular shape like the sun is supposed to be. It was just this fake day that we were getting that wasn't real sun, and at night it was so pitch black. This false lighting went away, and it was terribly dark. And so that is one one prophecy that I wrote about darkness, and I did not really pay attention to the fact that it was 3 days and three nights in that dream. In another set of prophecies, I think this is called Isaiah 13, part 1 and part 2, and I will just read it here. It's just one tiny portion. The Lord gave me all of Isaiah 13 to teach on camera, and I did. I shared every word that he said about how judgment would come to America concerning it. But there is a part that he said would come to the whole world, and I'll read it out now. Verse 10. Well, let me read verse 9 and 10, because you can't separate sin from these situations and occurrences and experiences that I'm speaking about. Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with both wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he will destroy its sinners from it. For the stars of heaven and their constellations will not give their light. The sun will be darkened in its going forth, and the moon will not cause its light to shine. I'll just read verse 11 as well. I will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their iniquity. I will halt the arrogance of the proud, and I will lay low all the haughtiness of the terrible. And so when I was sharing in the Isaiah 13 videos, I did indeed come to this part where the Lord had said that the earth will lie in darkness for a period. The stars of heaven and all the constellations up there are not going to shine. So one of the things that perhaps we don't rely on so much now in the modern world is using the stars and the constellations for travel. In the old days when this was written, this was a very terrible, terrible time that the Lord was speaking of to the ancient peoples, because almost every single thing that they did in their society was based on the movement of sun and star and moon. And these things were very important to these people when they were on the seas, because they didn't have sophisticated technology like sonar and radar and tracking and Wi-Fi and all those things. And so for God to say that there would be no stars in the heavens and no constellation and no sun and no moon, these people understood this rightly to be very terrible judgments of a God who is angry about, as he says, the world and its evil, the wickedness and the iniquity of people, the arrogance and the pride that is in the heart of people, and how haughty people have become. There's this misconception that pride is something that you can easily see. Pride must be those people who are moving around with the designer brand names and showing off how thick their money clips are and things like that. But pride can be as simple and innocuous as not wanting to listen when somebody is telling you not to go to the hospital and take something that you don't need because it might kill you later in life or do harmful things to you. Pride is when your family member is trying to tell you something is coming, something that is outside your known perspective, your available knowledge, your family member, your friend, your coworker, or even a stranger who may be trying to share information with you, such as myself, is telling you that there are times coming that will stretch the believability and the ability of most people. Pride can be as simple as saying, I don't want to listen to this because I don't think it's true. It doesn't sound true. She doesn't look credible. I'm not buying this. That's pride. Pride is basically when the glass is too full for you to pour anything else in. And so basically with that empty glass, when the smashing of glass and the cracking of glass times come, it will be much too late to start scrambling for the information that proud and arrogant people need to save their lives. And so in Isaiah 13, the Lord is saying that we will not have stars nor constellations nor the sun and the moon. And in the book of Revelation, it talks about one of the things that will affect the sun, such as the sun will go dark. So this could either be the sun not being fully on anymore. A portion of it will become dim, meaning that the light the sun makes will be of a lesser quality. Just think of, if possible, a light bulb that was able to, you know, those dimmer light bulbs, if you don't put it on at full strength, it will give a much dimmer type of light. So that may be what happens to the sun in the final days, not regarding darkness. Or it might be that when it says the sun will probably have a third or only two-thirds of its light, that could actually mean that the sun will only be up for a third or two-thirds of its normal time period. So instead of giving us a 12-hour day as it's supposed to, and then we get the rest of the time being dark, the sun may give a third of that or two-thirds of that, which means that the Earth will start to spend longer periods in darkness. Now, if you add to this prophecies that have already spoken about how lawless the Earth will become, how savage, heartless, cold, selfish, and murdering people will be, how does it sound to know that the sun will be going down at 2 or 1 p.m. or 3 p.m. and then there's this long stretch before you get the next morning? And so, two prophecies I will look out here where the Lord did speak very clearly about darkness and I did not notice it at the time. Both of them I received in September 2020. This first one is called Hear the Lord and Be Saved. And I'm not covering the entire prophecy because the majority of it is teaching. I am just coming to the part where the Lord highlighted to me that darkness is mentioned. Just a moment. This is the declaration of the Lord. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, but there shall be no sign given unto it, except the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Matthew 16 and verse 4. No sign will be given to this adulterous generation except the sign of the prophet Jonah. As Jonah was 3 days in the belly of the whale in total darkness, so shall this entire earth be dark at a future period, Whether this is near or far, I do not know, but the earth and everything attached to it shall sit in total pitch blackness that is more dark than when you switch off the lights and throw a heavy blanket over a person's head. In that time, the darkness will be the kind that can be seen, heard, and felt. Fallen creatures will manifest on this planet, and they will attempt to take many to perdition and utter destruction. Perdition is following a path of continual sin, which eventually results in your destruction. So when you hear someone is a son or a daughter of perdition, this means that this person is participating and carrying on in sin that will surely lead to their destruction. Why? Because they are displaying absolutely no interest in turning from that path and saving or reserving their soul from fire. So the Lord says they shall be successful. They shall be successful, says the Lord, because you don't love the truth, because you don't love my measuring rod alone, nor do you allow it to be sufficient for you. But you like to play these occultic games of looking for confirmation instead of realizing that your walk is weak and that the Lord cannot simply tell you something and you believe it on the spot like Moses and Abraham. Such men would hear from God, and even if they next heard from him 15 years later, the Lord would still find them believing as if he had spoken to them 5 minutes ago. But my church, the Lord said, loves signs and wonders. Therefore, the Antichrist will fulfill their hunger for magic tricks like you would not believe. They will follow him as easily as a child follows a stranger who has the kind of candy that they like. And so I often share on the Master's Voice about the need for discernment. Discernment goes deeper than how you claim that you have discernment. You can claim that you have discernment all you want, but the fact is, until the discernment is tested by two things that are so alike that it will take the special voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to a person to tell them, this one is from me and this one is a demonic manifestation. That is the only way to know that discernment is true. So to those who follow signs and like to play games and say, I'm waiting for God to confirm this to me before I believe it, the Lord says that in the last days, the fallen angels and also all the false prophets and the false pastors will receive diabolical last days power to astound and amaze. I just spoke of this yesterday, saying that the Lord has revealed that in the end times, the type of power that the pastors and the false prophets will be working with will be able to perform signs that human beings will not believe possible. They will astound and amaze. And in fact, church will be less about Jesus and more like a David Copperfield show. And people will flock to those places because they think, oh my goodness, the power of God is here. But it will be an unclean and diabolical power. And here's the scary part. When Satan is doing miracles simply to what the power of Jesus Christ can do, it comes coiled almost as if there is a huge python all around it with the power of seduction. Now, we are grown-ups on this channel, more or less, and therefore we understand what seduction is by definition. It is a compelling force. People who are sitting in these churches when this type of high-level witchcraft is going on will feel as if they are nailed to their seats. So even as they are watching, and even if the Holy Spirit may start to tingle and tell them, I don't think that you should be here, Samantha, they will find that their limbs are almost powerless to go through the actions of getting up and taking their handbag or their backpack and walking out the door. Because when the serpent of seduction coils around a person, that person will understand that the Bible doesn't joke about the language it uses. The Bible says that when the devil deceived Eve, the word that it uses is the word beguiled. To beguile someone is to literally draw them in through a combination of factors where they have this puppy dog, heart-eyed stare. It is where you completely take over the independent thinking process, the faculties of reasoning and logic, the heart, and you somehow even manage to switch off the spiritual discernment that could keep or might keep that person safe. Eve was in the presence of something that she did not have a chance against, and her husband was standing right there with her and was silent and said nothing. The Bible says that the serpent beguiled Eve, and this is why when the Lord heard the story, he didn't start with Eve or Adam. He started with that supernatural being. That's the first person who got cursed and punished. That's why the Bible says that hell is reserved first for who? Sinful people? No. Hell was created and is reserved for the devil and his angels. There is a reason that the Bible names who God created the lake of fire for. God never intended for us, his beloved creation, to go into that. But all who live like the devil and his angels will end up sharing in their punishment. And this is why people, sinners, will actually end up in that place. It wasn't made for us. And so the power, the signs and wonders, let me read what he says. False prophets and pastors will receive diabolical last days powers that will astound and amaze. They will perform signs and wonders in your sight that you never believed possible since the day that you were born. They will deceive many, and more than half the church will go with them and their false god to their own painful destruction. To those who think that a magic trick is how I reveal myself to you, when instead I told you, blessed are those who believe without seeing, then you shall indeed be destroyed by your own zeal for scripture magic. I will leave you to be afflicted and in some cases totally destroyed by your lusts. So that is the first prophecy where the Lord is saying that the earth will lie in darkness for a time period. The sign will be the sign of Jonah, which is the Lord said is the only sign that he will give a wicked and adulterous generation. And the sign of Jonah is basically that Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale, and so this earth shall be dark, the Lord says, at a time period in the future. That is the first prophecy, hear the Lord and be saved, from September 19, 2020. The second message is part two of the prophetic word, where the Lord immediately continued the same theme. This prophecy is called Hearing the Voice of God, part two. Just a moment, please. This is part two of the same prophetic word. It is called Listen, Even in Darkness, September 19, 2020. For 3 days, this earth shall be dark as soot and pitch. It will be starless and very cold. It will look and feel like outer space where there is no warmth, and my presence shall not noticeably be there. Only with my true children will my presence be visible, to light their way, to bless their homes, to keep them safe, and protect it from the grasping tendrils of the evil one. The earth will be greatly exposed and vulnerable to terrors during this time. This is my command to you. Sit in your places and do not go out from them, or you will be utterly destroyed by the beasts roaming the territory at that time. Stay in your places and repent and cleanse your sins with my blood. Do not go outside to do anything, but sit until the sign of Jonah passes. After 3 days, he was brought forth from the whale into the daylight again. So shall you be, and I will keep you as you go through this. Amen. And so, this is one of the prophecies where the Lord gives it as 3 days. In some of the other places that the Lord has spoken to me about darkness, he has just said for a time period. And I explained earlier in the video that if we are looking at the sun losing its ability and fullness to give light and things like that, then we might look at a coming dimness before it goes dark, or it just might go dark because no one is able to tell and predict when the Lord will do these things. And so he said, that it will be very cold, it will be sunless, it will be starless, and his presence won't be noticeably there. He says that with his true children, his presence will be visible, and this brings to mind this word that you can find in Isaiah chapter 60 that says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you." And this brings to mind what I often say on this channel, is that when we're reading the scripture, we have been taught it a certain way, and we tend to read it at surface value. But if you hear the Lord says, the darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. For a long time in the body of Christ, this verse has been taught as only of spiritual application. And it's true, we are in a time of great darkness. There have never been more people ignorant about who God really is and about the truth of the Word of God than at this time period. We are now in the time period where apostasy is having one of its greatest renaissances. So not only are people who do not know God free and happy in an atheist lifestyle, but for the first time, I think, in modern history, at least modern documented history, we have people who are practicing things that the Bible outright calls sin, identifying as Christians. That's right. We're in the great time period of human history where you can identify as anything as long as you open your mouth and say that that is what you are. So if you want to say that you are a mushroom or a tree, as long as you say that and you give your mushroom pronouns, everybody has to agree because it's your right to self-realization, self-actualization, and no one has the right to simply tell you that you are deluded and that you need a strong dose of love, acceptance, and a crash course in reality. So now people are practicing paganism, but then saying that I'm a Christian pagan and I am on my channel to teach you everything about what Christian paganism is. And we have a rise of a huge community called Christian witches and Christian Wiccas, where people are telling you that they are practicing what God says is a rebellion so great that you should suffer not witches to live. Back in the days of Salem, people actually took that verse literally and were burning people on crosses and poles. But now we have reached the age of apostasy being so widespread that not only is it God doesn't exist, the atheists now have a healthy community and a body of friends that include people who are practicing things that God hates and calls abominations in his word, and yet they're claiming that they're Christians, that they actually know Jesus Christ the Son, Yah the Heavenly Father, and the Holy Spirit, who is our guider, our guide, and our confidant, our counselor. So people are mixing the profane with the clean and then saying, but this is also of God. I'm a Christian psychic, and I'm a Christian this, and I'm a Christian that. And it has reached the point where the Lord says, for all this type of practice, he is going to judge. And so because the word has been taught one-dimensionally, when the average Christian looks upon this, they will say, no, 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 Celestial, you're wrong. You're wrong. It actually is just talking about the deep spiritual darkness. All these people that you just listed, that's what it means. They're in deep darkness, except that the Bible says what it says. And the person who is at risk of being shocked in the end times is the one who misunderstands that the Bible is a very blunt book. And if we risk reading it one-dimensionally, then when it begins to show us its multiple dimensions, God and the angels will not be shocked. It will be us who thought A actually meant B, when A meant A and B was a whole different kettle of fish. We will be the ones who are shocked and ill-prepared. When it says darkness will cover the earth, it means exactly that. The earth will go dark. There are prophecies on the Master's voice, but the Lord told me to leave those aside. Those will get their own videos that are talking about the fact that all the plagues of Israel will be again. The 10 plagues, the Lord says, that were seen in the earth performed by Moses and Aaron as a very emphatic judgment and a wake-up call from God to an extremely proud and haughty Pharaoh. Think of Isaiah 13, where God says, I will punish the arrogance and pride of humanity. Some of that arrogance and pride I've spoken out in many videos about people saying that they will blend themselves with this and that. We will live forever. We will exchange our body when this gets old and get a new one. All these things stem from the simple origin sin of pride. And so the darkness will come. The Lord says that he will be with his people, but his presence will not be noticeable in much of the world. And only his true children will see him, have him to light their way and to bless them and to keep them safe. But if those true children are to go outside the parameters of what God says, which is to sit in your places, I think this is Isaiah chapter 26, where it says, go, my people, and enter into your rooms. It's either Isaiah 20 and 26 or 26:20, where it says, come now, my people, and enter into your rooms. Hide yourself until the indignation is past. Indignation in normal English simply means when someone is very upset in a sharp way. But when the Bible talks about indignation, it's actually talking about God pouring out devastating punishments and wraths. So when it says indignation in the Bible, it's talking about the way God ripped Egypt to pieces and left them decimated, destroyed their economy, then destroyed all their buildings. And because their president was so arrogant, he actually destroyed a huge chunk of their population and killed almost everyone in the army by drowning them in the Red Sea. Israel crossed the Red Sea and was free on the other side. But one thing the Bible doesn't tell you, which you should know if you actually study and think about things a little, is that God left Egypt in pieces. If you read what the plagues did to that country, it took them decades to rebuild themselves back into a shadow of what they once were. So I pray that those who listen to these videos will hear. Please leave a like. Please share your comments respectfully below, because understand that this is a public place. It is not a place to just vent and go off. Other people are reading and watching. So let's try and have some form of decorum among ourselves. Please, this is Celestial with the Master's Voice. Thank you for being here. Give a thumbs up. Share the video. Send it to somebody who you think might need a wake-up call or just would generally want to know about things like this. And until I see you again, God bless you and keep you. Thank you to those who support the channel. Thank you to those who share the videos. Thank you to those who are giving them to other people and publicizing them in any way that you can. May the Lord bless you for taking his standard as far and as wide as we possibly can. And until I see you again, God bless you and goodbye.
Now, you will hear knocking on the door. On your doors and tapping on your windows. And these are going to be in familiar voices. How? If you open that door, that's on you. Because that's a demon. That's a demon that is going to pretend to be somebody that you know. Another thing that the Lord showed me that will happen is a fake light. This is very, very important. Because please keep black bags in your cars. And duct tapes and water.
Hey guys, welcome back again to our channel. It's your girl, Mama Triplets in the building. So if you're new here, please consider subscribing, okay? God bless you all. And this video is actually to tell you everything you need to know about 3 days darkness. Last year, I made a video, okay? I made a video during April last year. That was, I think that was on the 3rd of April, telling you guys what is the Carrier saying. In fact, I attached a video here. So I'm going to leave the video in the description below and then maybe on the comment section also so that you can watch it and then know what to expect, okay, during the 3 days darkness. So this video is to tell you how to prepare the things you need to have in your house, okay, and what to do when the 3 days darkness comes, okay. And I have to also tell you that no one says it's going to be this year. Sister Kellyanne never says it's going to be this year or next year or whatever. But it's something that we should expect, okay? Probably during April, okay? You can watch the video below so that you know the date. But no one knows. She knows the date. She said the date. But no one knows about the year, okay? She has no idea about the year, whether it's going to be this year or next year or whenever. No one knows, okay? So why I'm actually telling you this is to create more awareness. That is why I always do this. I did it last year and I'm also doing it this year because I want to create more awareness for people to know about this, to get ready, okay? Yeah, so let me now allow you to watch Sister Carrion say it with her mouth. You need to hear it from the horse's mouth, okay? How to prepare. So, now you can watch the video.
We know that the Most High, according to Amos 8, all right, that he's going to darken the earth on a clear day, okay? Okay, so preparation for the upcoming 3 days of demonic growth, horrible darkness. What do you need? I want to walk you through. I think if I walk you through, and in my head, if I just envision all the visions that I had, and that I'm in these visions concerning the darkness and what I did do and what to do, it will help you. All right. So basically, brothers and sisters, this is what's going to happen. I don't know what you're going to do on that day. Heaven knows. I don't know if you're going to be in your house, if you're going to be at work. I don't know. But one thing I do know, it's going to be a clear day. That is for sure. It is going to be a clear day. It's not going to be nice. Gonna be a clear day, all right? Okay. So all of a sudden, you are gonna see the sun going down. When that begins to happen, now you might say, Sister Karen, is it just gonna boom and disappear, or you're gonna literally see just shifting? I don't know, brothers and sisters, but the Bible says that Ahiah says that he will cause the sun to go down. So I suppose you will see going down. I think you will see. I think we'll see it. I don't think it's just going to be boom, 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 and the whole place is just dark. No. I think you're going to literally... That's why I want you to watch the torch bearer video, because he explained it so well. I think it's going to be like an invading army. It's going to be drip, drip, drip. It's not going to be all of a sudden, ooh, dark, 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 and you know, you just don't know. It's going to creep in. So when you see that happen, don't just stand outside and think, oh, what's happening? What's going on? You know, you need to get into your homes. You're going to have a bit of time, because the reason we're going to have a bit of time is because the darkness is going to slowly, it's going to descend. It's going to slow, because what's going to happen when a higher takes away the sun? We know what time it is when the sun is completely gone, and no moon, no sun, no moon. You know that this is darkness. But I believe because the darkness is like an invasion. So what's going to happen when you look into the heavens, when you look into the sky, pitch black. But you will see coming down slowly. But around you, it's still a bit of light. That is what I believe. Around you is going to be, because that's what I saw in my vision. All of my vision. There was still a little bit of light. You could, when I say a little bit of light, there were light, not like sunlight, but enough like dusky, you know, when the sun is going on, that type of light. So you'll have a bit of time, and I think the time that you'll have is between half an hour to an hour before the darkness completely covers the earth. So you're gonna have half an hour to an hour to do what you have to do. So when you see this happening, don't be standing out there panicking, biting your fingernail, what should I do? No. If you're at work, church, wherever, if you can get home between half an hour and an hour, then you're fine. But for those of you in your homes, make sure that you cover your windows. You can get blackout blinds or black bin liner and the duct tape, all right? So you will have to cover your windows. The reason why you do this, you might say, Sister Karen, I don't need to cover my windows because I'm not going to look. Because you might be tempted to look what's going on outside, and you must not look. So windows and peepee holes must be covered, because you must not look outside in this darkness, because it's demonic. Because you cannot handle what you're going to see. That is the thing. Because that's what I see in the visions. You know, you cannot handle what you're going to see. So cover your windows. So like I say, can get black. Some people say foil. Foil can use black bags. Blackout blinds, and just tape down the side so you don't look through. All right. Anything that's thick that you cannot see no shadow passing against your window. You don't want to see no shadow in the darkness, isn't it? So that's the first thing that you have to do. Obviously, you'll be praying anyways, but you must cover up everything what you can. The second thing is that once you've done that, all right, and you've done that in time, because you're going to have a bit of time. If you can get all your families into one bedroom, that'd be great. So if you've got a bedroom and it's only one bed and the other beds are in the room, just drag the mattress. Okay? Somebody's knocking. Oh, Lord. Just hold on 1 second, brother. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Brother, just said someone, oh, gosh, was knocking at my door, delivering some parcels and stuff like that. Okay, brothers and sisters, so where was I? All right, so, yeah, it'd be good to get all your families into one bedroom. And like I say, you know, obviously you can't move the whole bed inside the bedroom. Just drag the mattress, if you've got the space in your bedroom, and just put it on the floor. All right, and everybody can sleep into one bedroom. So it's just nice, because obviously we've got little children and stuff like that, you know. But the Most High will look after the kids, the children. Okay, so food-wise and stuff like that, that's the reason I would say get water in. Because if you've got time as well, this is all preparation. Bring up your water, because you're not going to be able to cook. It's not like you're going to go over the stove and make a Sunday roast. Yeah, you're not going to be able to do that. So in your bedroom, if you can get your waters in, your non-perishable food, things you think that can last you for 3 days, you're not going to have any electric, so get a kettle, you know, to put, or thermos, to put your hot water in. If you've got time to make, to boil your hot water, or put it into a big keg of thermos, and so you can have some hot water to make tea and stuff. But you're going to have to get non-perishable stuff. All right, you'll have to get some non-perishable stuff in and bring it into your bedroom if you want to. Candles is a must as well. You need a candle because the Bible says in Exodus 10 that the ancient Hebrew Yashahelites, they had candles in their, they had light in their dwellings, but the Bible wasn't clear what type of light it was. Was this candle or is the light of the Most High? We don't know what type of light it is. But one thing I do know that the children of the Most High will shine. They're going to have some form of features on them. I'm talking and I can see this lady again that her eyes are so bright in this darkness. So I believe that there's going to be some, your family are going to tell that, oh, wow, you're glowing. You're glowing, you're lighting up, and that's because of the glory of the Lord that is on you during this darkness period, that you're so evident, you're so righteous, you're so holy, glory, that the darkness cannot overtake you. Okay, so food in your bedroom if you want to, or you can, you know, you can leave it downstairs, I'm saying downstairs, but you can leave it in the kitchen if you want to, if it's a bother, because your candlelight will, for those who will have lights in their dwelling, you can have your candles. Let's say it's a candle. You can have a candle and you can, you know, see your way through and go to the kitchen and do your stuff, make your non-perishable food or whatever. But if it's easier to bring it to a bedroom or a bedroom next to you or somewhere near to bring up some stuff, then that is fine as well. All right? Okay. Now, once you're inside the house, so by this time, you've done that preparing, cover your windows, get your mattress in, get everybody in one room, get up your water, get up your food. By that time, you're finishing everything like that, the darkness is descended. The whole entire world is completely engrossed in this horrible, I don't even know what to call it, this thick, uncomfortable plague called darkness. Whole world, in your homes, everywhere. The darkness is in there, but because you've got light, it disperses that thick darkness. You understand? So you won't feel that darkness. But imagine the wicked. Imagine those people who do not know the Lord, who curse God out every day, the Satanists. When this darkness falls upon them, brothers and sisters, they're going to know what time it is, and it's for 3 days. It is for 3 days as well, so it's not going to be nice. And some people are, sorry, some people are going to die. I have to tell you the truth. It is what it is. Because I was reading, it's in Joshua chapter 18. I've read it before. And it says some of the Israelites, the stubborn ones, the Hebrew Yashahelites, some of them, not all of them, but some of them died in the 3 days of darkness. How is that possible? But that's what it says. Some of them died, brothers and sisters. And the Bible says that the Hebrew Yashahelites buried their dead secretly because they didn't want the Egyptian to know that anybody died in their, you know, because it's like, oh, your God sent the 3 days, so why is it people? But yeah, so these are the wicked ones. There are some wicked Hebrew Yashahelites on the earth. Very, very wicked. Very, very wicked. So along with the heathen and the wicked, they're going to perish with them. But some people died from the plague. So we know that people are going to, and the dirty seeds are going to pass this off. They're going to be like, oh, there was, some people had suffocation. Some people had suffocation. There wasn't enough here. They're going to pass it off. But we know what time it is. Okay? All right. So once this darkness falls, this thing is going to be so thick that nobody can walk through it. No human, I shouldn't say, no human being can literally walk through this darkness, because it's like pushing through a cement wall, because you can feel it. So it's like forcing, that's what the Bible says, that when the darkness falls, he that is standing remains standing. He that is sitting remains sitting. He that is lying down remains lying down. You just can't do anything. This is for the wicked I'm talking about. Because for us, the body of the Messiah, we will be okay. So while you're inside the house, it's time. You got your candle. There's light in your room. Hallelujah. Because you're the chosen one, the Most High. You know, you've been serving the Lord right and everything. Prayer and reading the word is going to be, or remembering the word is going to be key to keeping prayer. Right. Now, you will hear knocking on the door, on your doors, and tapping on your windows. And these are going to be in familiar voices. Remember, the Bible says this. So you have to go by what the Bible says. The Bible says, when the darkness falls, nobody can move. It says, anybody where the darkness catches you, if you're standing up, that's you're going to stand up for 3 days until you can't stand and you just drop dead. If you're sitting down, you're just going to sit for 3 days until whatever, or if you're lying down. So the Bible is saying that how on earth you're going to hear knocking on your door and it's the next door neighbor. If you open that door, that's on you, because that's a demon. That's a demon that is going to pretend to be somebody that you know. Nobody can drive in this darkness. The Bible doesn't lie.